There's something about this that really irks me, and I don't know if I'm being oversensitive.
Probably. Okay, what's going on?
It's Anna and Raven. If you are looking for a new game to play, like a new app to download on your phone or whatever, just to waste time, because let's be honest, a lot of us got extra time in our hand. You're looking for things to do.
Some of us do. That's true.
Right. The number one app right now with over millions of positive reviews, Editor's Choice, is called Plague Inc.
I guess that makes sense, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, here's the trailer for Plague Inc.
27-year-old female infected with unknown pathogen. Blood analysis indicates...
virus.
Provisional name is PAX-12. Deceased had traveled in China before returning home 2 weeks ago.
Don't you think that it's a little bit weird that the number one app that people are buying and getting to waste time is about a plague that comes from China, and then you have to see how many people it's going to destroy?
Not at all.
Nothing about that seems strange.
No, not at all. It's like ripped from the headlines, Law and Order. I mean, these are the things that are popular, the things that you can relate to the most in your life.
I don't know.
So what
game do you still play to waste time?
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of I don't have a lot of spare time most of the time, which is my biggest downfall. I see games from time to time that I would like to play, even the most simple ones that I see on phones or the most complex ones that you see like on PlayStation or Xbox. And I say to myself, that would be great, but I know I would just buy it and do nothing. Now, it's also probably because I don't understand how half the games on the phone works. Like, my wife is on, like, I don't know, level 5,000. She's still playing Candy Crush. And when I look over at what she's doing, I have no idea, number one, how it works. Number two, how it seems to be stimulating in any way, shape, or form.
Right. I still play Candy Crush. I play Candy Crush every single night. Actually, I just logged in right now.
Do you consider yourself good at Candy Crush?
No, because whenever I thought I was good, but like how you said, how your wife is on level 5,000.
Yeah.
If I go, I'm only on level, let's see, let me claim my prize. Yeah. I got my bonus reward.
Now
you
got to watch a spot. Now you got to watch an ad.
Commercial. I'm only on level 1,826, which seems like a lot.
Yeah.
But it's the only game that I play, and I play it every night before I go to bed because I think it shuts off my brain.
Does it?
Yeah.
All right.
It like makes me just like all of a sudden, it makes all those wheels stop spinning, right, and I just focus on that, and I'm ready for bed.
See, that's the thing. Some games are designed for that, and some games are designed to get your wheels actually turning. And I actually don't like the games that are just nonsense. I don't like the ones that are not engaging. I like the ones that are like there's something to be accomplished.
Oh, no. I want it to be brainless, just like Candy Crush.
Well, that's what it looks like to me. But again, I don't understand it, so I'm not the one to ask on Candy Crush.
Yeah, when you're playing Plague, this game that they're saying is the number one game right now that you can buy and play to waste time, you have to select a plague type, and then you have to name your plague. Then you have to modify the genetic code of the plague
and determine
how many people it's going to kill.
Yeah, I like variety.
I don't know. 1-800-330-9999. What game do you have on your phone, the app that you play, that you waste the most time on? So what's that game that you play? You know, the one on your phone, you download it, you play it all the time. You do it to avoid work. You just kind of do it to waste time. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. You can call or text. This comes up because the number one game that people are playing is a game called Plague. Which is basically about creating a virus that kills the world. And to me, it sounds a little too close to home. I'm not into it.
Do you create it or do you fight it or do you...
No. You create it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's weird. But we asked on our Facebook page, what are the games that you're playing? Animal Crossing. Okay. Bricks Ball Crusher. Okay. Happy Color and Pull the Pin. There's a lot of games out there.
There is.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, what are you playing?
A game I've been playing since it was in a beta testing for 11 years straight so far, every single day, called Iruna Online. Everyone online that plays from around the world, you level your character up from level 1 all the way up to level 405 currently to level up, get geared to get better, to just do things more easily.
When you get knocked out, do you go all the way back down to level 0?
You don't go down to level 0, but you have to go, you respawn back in the town, and then you have to walk all the way back to the boss.
I can't believe walking. I don't think I've committed to anything in my life 11 years besides my marriage.
And a video game where you have to walk? Yeah, why don't you just go outside and walk?
Seemed like that's kind of like, you know, against the whole premise for me.
Hi, it's Hannah and Raven. What game do you play on your phone to avoid doing any actual work?
I still play Words with Friends. And I don't use any of the cheat websites that you can use to score like the most points. I still play.
But you got
to
use Swap Plus.
I do it,
man.
Honestly.
Yeah, but you got to use Swap Plus
what
at
are you
least.
Talking
I mean,
about?
Nobody's losing a turn when they're swapping tiles, all right? That's not the way that I do.
What's swapping tiles?
So if you swap tiles, you lose your turn typically. But if you got Swap Plus, you get to swap those tiles and play those letters.
I haven't played Words of Friends in many, many years. It's basically like Scrabble,
it's
right?
Scrabble.
You got to come up with the word yourself.
Absolutely, and I play straight up, man. I don't use Swap Plus.
Oh, straight up.
I don't cheat. Mm-hmm. I don't straight up. And you know what? I normally win. My average word score is about 47.
No, it's not. You're a liar.
You want to
see me on Words with Friends, bro? Find me.
I will find you, and I will beat you.
Raven 13, you find me.
Right, I used to do.
I will find you. I will beat you 7 days a week and twice on Sundays.
Wait a minute.
It is on.
The bigger question is, what's your job that you're avoiding doing by playing Words of Friends with
Radio,
the high score?
Radio, you know that.
No, not you, Raven, the guy on the phone. No.
I don't know that I should say what I do for a living. Let's just say I'm an essential worker, and at times you need to disappear for a minute.
I mean, there's a difference between being an essential worker where you're working in a grocery store and you're running to the break room for 5 minutes and you're a doctor.
Right.
I'm not a doctor. Right. I'm not responsible for anybody's life.
Okay,
all right,
well, that's
fine.
Good.
Then go ahead.
Right. Then you're fine.
Play
Forza
Friends all
you
day.
You find me.
All right.
Raven 13.
I will find you, Raven.
I will see you.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What game do you play on your phone to avoid doing any actual work?
I play this mobile game called Donut County.
Donut County?
What do you do with that?
You basically play this raccoon who's like going around creating holes in this town. It's like a physics-based game, so you get stuff to fall in the hole, and the hole gets a little bigger, and you get bigger and bigger stuff.
Oh.
And is it a good game?
Oh, no, it's super addicting. It's like really simple, but, you know, it's pretty funny, and it's a lot of fun.
And what's your job that you're avoiding doing by playing the donut game?
I'm working in a call center, so I'm just like constantly trying to jump off. And, you know, like anytime, you know, while I'm calling people, I'm like playing the game at the same time. And I'm just trying to get through the day.
Good to know that call volume is not actually increased because of COVID. Right. I'm on hold for 3 hours because you're playing a game.
Gosh, you know how many times I've called a call center and like they have to call me back and they never call me back?
Yeah, we'll call you back so you don't have to stand in line 3 days later.
Right. They're playing Donut Country or County or whatever it is. Wow. All right. Thank you for the confession. We appreciate it. Would this bother you? I went, finally, got to eat outside, so we went to one of our favorite restaurants. We couldn't wait to get back to it.
How was it? Did you enjoy yourself?
No. It's Anna and Raven.
Oh.
It was just because it's not really a restaurant to eat outside, but they made outside seating, and, like, there was just so much traffic, and, like, it wasn't the usual experience.
Some places are better suited for it than others, that's for sure.
Yeah, but the food was delicious like it always is. And, you know, you've got to support. You have to get back out there. You have to do it. Yes. So we get out there. We're enjoying it. We get the bill. And at the bottom of the bill, it says in big, bold letters, it says 25% gratuity added.
Ooh, what size was your party?
Well, it was just me, my husband, and my two girls.
Oh, okay.
But still, you know, we had cocktails. We had a bottle of wine. Like, we had, it was like a substantial amount. And I was like, okay, like, and you don't want to say anything because you feel dumb about it because you like you feel guilty.
Well, you don't want to be the jerk.
You don't want to be a jerk. Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
But
now,
I was like,
you've kind of been shamed into it. It's like using a coupon.
Well, that's the whole thing is like you could have not that it would have made a difference. And I probably would have tipped that much anyway because these are our favorite restaurant. But it just seemed like kind of very presumptuous to do that.
Sure.
So I went home because I was curious, like, is it even legal? And I found out, this is Ted Rossman, a creditcards.com industry analyst. It actually has a name.
COVID surcharges are popping up at service type businesses. I'm seeing them at restaurants, hair salons, dentist offices.
Yeah, so this is like a new
dentist
thing.
Dentist offices?
Yeah, I saw that one dentist office is calling it an infection control fee, and they add $20 to your cleaning.
How is that even possible?
That's what they're doing. Salons are adding a sanitation charge. Hotels are tacking it on. Nail salons are calling it a supply cost. And the thing is,
a supply cost?
Yeah.
I'm supplying the fee.
Well, they're supplying the... I, don't know. I guess the nail polish?
The massaging chair?
Right.
I can never figure out those buttons. If I'm going to be paying for that thing, I want it to work better.
And those buttons, like, fix your buttons fix on your massage buttons, right? thing. Like, well, I don't understand.
And who are these customers that came in before me and destroyed these buttons?
Why like, just relax yourself. So broke up? Right. And who picks a 10-minute option on it? Let's put all that aside. COVID surcharge, we're going to see it popping up left and right all over the places. Even at like clothing retail places, you're starting to see this.
That
and it's becoming
make sense
the norm.
To me.
So I was like, is it even legal to do this? And the short answer is every state is different, but for the most part across the country, yes.
Wow.
It is legal.
Do they have to notify you?
Yes.
That part?
Okay. Most of the places, and it depends state by state, it has to be posted and you have to be given the option. But for me, it was posted on my check.
Right.
Like, at that point,
it doesn't feel like an option. No. I've been asked that same thing, too. Like I told you, I went to a real retail store and they put an extra 2% on, and it was for the workers. And one person helped me in the back, and they were wonderful. I was happy to put that on. Yes, round up, do all those things. The other person at the counter, they were terrible, man.
You want to take away that
2%? They ruined the rest of my afternoon.
I don't know. So prepare yourself. COVID surcharge is here. It's legal. And yeah, you got to get ready for that.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
It's Anna and Raven.
It's really easy. You just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. I got to pull this up on Facebook. And here we go.
What do you got?
If you use your birthday as an excuse to ask for money for a house on Facebook... That's all I need to know about you.
Wow, this is somebody you know? Somebody in your circle of friends?
I mean,
on your
I
feed?
Don't know. You know, you have so many, they're right. just people. You don't
take
know.
Everybody.
Well,
you take everybody. Half the time you click it and you're like, is that a real person?
Well, no. If it has like the symbols for their names and I don't understand what country it's from, I do not accept them.
You know
I'm
what I do?
They probably don't live in my area.
If it's an unbelievably attractive person on the thumbnail that's saying, hello from Bulgaria or wherever, I typically say no.
Right.
Even though I see that we have 17 mutual friends. Then I look at the list and it's all perverted guys I know.
Good. Yeah. Anyway, so you know how on Facebook they do that thing like, for my birthday, I'm asking you to donate to insert the blank charity here.
Of course.
Right.
Dogs, puppies, rescue animals, good stuff.
This one from a girl named Brooke.
Okay.
I want a house for my birthday.
Oh.
Yep. And she wrote, as you may know, I've just recently moved here with my daughter.
Wait a minute. So you're new to town on top of it?
Yep. It's time for us to settle down. I've been saving every penny, working really hard, but it doesn't seem to be enough.
$15.
Yep.
Right.
We would love a new home before my birthday. If you want to make a contribution to the cost of the new home, we would appreciate it. Asking, you know how it says like how much to your goal?
Sure.
$100,000.
Well, I mean, it's modest. It's a modest home.
Who
it's a nice down payment, though.
For a house.
Wow.
And then there was one donation of $10.
Oh, Grandma. Oh, that's nice. Grandma sent the birthday check.
Thank you so much, Tim. Your help is so appreciated. I'm like, who supports that?
You put it in the jar.
I'm putting it right. Listen.
It's $10 in the jar. All right. It's $10 closer. Don't be hurtful.
You can't.
Thank you, Tim.
What? Who asked for a house on Facebook? Like, I don't... And she tagged me.
Yeah, oh.
She tagged me.
Well, you got to share it.
Right? are you kidding me? I want a boat.
Yeah.
Can somebody buy me a boat
for
my birthday?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like a private jet. I've expressed this multiple times. You got me a t-shirt this week for my birthday, and then it arrived here 7 months after it.
Right. I told you, I ordered it from China. It took a while.
If you think starting a change.org petition is the right way to go about possibly getting a bar installed at your local IKEA. That's all I need to know about you. Got to go to the home store today, all right?
Smart.
It's open, and the wife is like, we need things. Mm. I don't even know what we need, but the food is closed, all right? And I don't even need the food. I just need an adult beverage I'm at, like, IKEA.
So you want to start a change.org to add a bar at IKEA?
I mean,
it's like the Swedish meatballs aren't enough?
For the good of the people.
Oh,
for the good of the people.
As long you clearly have thought this through. All right, 1-800-330-9999. Fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Have you ever seen your neighbors naked? Or actually, have they ever seen you naked? Not on purpose, just like through the window where you were in the yard.
Gaze upon me as I exit the shower, glistening.
It's Anna and Raven. CNN's Chris Cuomo, that's Governor Cuomo's very good-looking younger brother.
I mean, that's your opinion, I guess, huh?
It's a lot of people's
opinions. I'm more of a gov guy myself, personally.
Anyway, he was caught naked because his wife is like a yoga instructor and she live streams all her yoga sessions. And they were at their mansion.
I mean, what else do you have to do right now?
Right, in the Hamptons. And he wanders in the back and there's like, it's her in front of a window. Mm-hmm. And then on the window, on the ledge, you see him from behind.
Right.
And he ain't got nothing on.
Yeah, and it's not like he's darting from the shower to get a towel out of the closet or anything like that.
He's just out there chilling.
I think he's got a cup of coffee in his hand.
Letting it all hang out.
And he's got, you know, his hand on his hips, and he's just gazing upon the kingdom that he's created out there. Whether you like the guy or not, you got to admire his confidence. I feel good for him. Now, I feel like it was kind of a setup when I saw the photo because the windowsill itself, they're vertical windows, and the windowsill itself is perfectly positioned that it blocks his butt.
Well,
it blocks
right.
his butt crack.
I don't think so. And you want to know why I don't think so?
And you would
so?
Have to clean that up if you wanted to, you know, publicize that.
I don't think he did it on purpose because the minute they realized it after her live stream was over.
She pulled it down?
Yeah, she pulled it down and they haven't remarked on it. And he talks, you know, listen, Chris Cuomo talks about everything on his CNN show. And
Does he
hasn't, yeah, and I haven't heard him bring it up once. But it got me thinking because, like, I could never imagine in a million years not wearing clothes and walking out my front door. Even if I knew I was in a secluded jungle in the middle of the Amazon.
Why would you be in a jungle naked?
I mean,
of all the places to be naked.
I just don't think you should be outside naked because there's so many
that
bugs.
You would want some sign of
Have you ever seen Naked and Afraid?
Yes, you know that.
Nobody wants that. There's bug bites everywhere.
Right. No, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right about that.
So the question I have is like, what have you done to prevent your neighbors from seeing you naked? Because in my house, all my blinds are bottom up. Like, you know, you can bring it down, but it blocks everything. Because I have it in my head that people are looking in my windows.
You can peek out across the top.
Yep.
But the bottom is covered there. Right. Just like if you were in your jungle palace.
Right.
Yeah. When we first moved into our house, we bought the house and then we had a vacation plan before that. So we were gone for an amount of time. So we had contractors and they're doing stuff. When we finally got to be able to get into the house, we wanted to move right in, right? Excited. So we had blinds. But they were on the way. Some fit and some did not. And our room has windows on both sides of it. And I was getting out of the shower one day. Like, I mean, this is like 3 days into living in the house. And then realized that not only do my windows gaze upon the street completely there with no obstruction, but that everybody in the neighborhood apparently takes a walk at the exact same time that I get out of the shower.
Ugh.
I know you saw me naked, Craig.
Oh, it's
weird. I know you saw it.
It's so odd.
And he gives me a knowing glance every time he offers me a scotch.
It's weird. I had my husband plant trees last week because.
Naked?
No, he had clothes on.
Okay,
but
good.
I had him plant the trees because I'm convinced that when I go let the dog out in the morning, when I wake up at like 3:30 in the morning,
right.
that the neighbors can see into the back door and I have my pajamas. I don't even want them to see me in my pajamas.
Your pajamas.
Yeah, not even like that.
Are they silkies?
Nah, usually just like shorts and a t-shirt, but still, I don't want anyone to see it. So Chris Cuomo, put some clothes on before something bites you. It's time to stop cough shaming people, Raven, especially me.
Oh, I don't know, man. I was at the gas station the other day. Somebody coughed. Forget it.
It's Anna and Raven. So I have an allergy cough, and every time I'm in public.
You say so.
Yeah, exactly. You see, you're one of them. You're one of the people that are cough shaming people.
Oh, you've never shamed me.
Oh, man. Even with this mask on, I could be anywhere, and all of a sudden I'll go.
What?
And all the people, it's like they shun me. It's like all of a sudden they're like backing away. Their eyes grow really wide.
Mm-hmm,
and you want to know what? Even if I'm like, no, I'm good. Like, it's just I have allergies. It doesn't matter because there's a prejudice.
So. I'll tell you right now. So I was at the gas station the other day, and it was almost comical because the man walked in, and he said, he had forgotten his mask or whatever. And the gas station attendant had to say, sir, you have to wear your mask. You can't come in without your mask, mm-hmm. right? And so he comes back with the mask, and then he's the guy that coughs.
Mm.
And everybody, and literally there was another guy behind me in the line. He was like, you got the vid, and he ran out the door.
Right. People get scared. Well, you want to know why there's such a prejudice? Of people coughing. It actually,
besides a global pandemic?
Oh, you're going to learn something right now.
Okay.
It goes back to 1947. In 1947, there was a movie that was put out that was about coughing and it was about sneezing. Mm-hmm. And it's created this idea in this movie that if you cough, you're going to die. It kind of went caught on like wildfire, Raven. And if you think about all the popular movies, what happens when somebody dies?
Listen.
They cough.
I know you really, really enjoy Turner Classic Movies.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're telling me that right now people are developing a prejudice because they're going back and watching a 1947 film? Is that what you're actually trying to tell me right
maybe
now?
Maybe not the 1947 right. film.
Okay, but it wasn't World War II that worried people back then, or the Depression, or the pandemic in 1918 influenza?
Started then.
Okay.
Maybe you recognize this. Does this sound familiar to you?
Play it.
Yoda dies from a cough.
Yoda dies. I mean, that small clip, I actually couldn't even understand that was Yoda.
I love Yoda. Right. Well, anyway, a new study has
found... 9,800 years you become, see how good you look.
Every movie they make now, if you cough, you die.
Yeah.
That's the truth of the matter.
When they cough up the blood, that's what scares me.
But a new study found that humans are really bad at telling the difference between a cough caused by a virus and a cough that is just basically caused, you know, by, like me, allergies or a tickle in your throat.
So you say.
Right. So I'm going to play you two different actual coughs.
Okay.
One is a coronavirus cough.
All right.
One is caused by a chili pepper.
Oh, it's like a taste test, like the Pepsi challenge.
Exactly.
I love this. Go ahead. Give me the coughs.
This is the first cough. That's cough number one.
Yeah.
And this is cough number two. Which one is caused by the chili pepper? Which one is caused by the coronavirus?
Second one is coronavirus.
This one? Nope.
Did you just switch them on me?
I did not.
I feel like you switched them.
I did not. That is chili pepper.
Are you sure?
Yes. This is the first one.
Uh-huh. Well, that one's definitely COVID. That one's definitely COVID. That's what I said.
The truth of the matter is that when they studied, they found out that people cannot tell the difference. So stop being prejudiced and just every time somebody coughs, running away from them.
Listen, I'm not telling you I'm a doctor. I've played one on the radio before, but I'm telling you right now, if you cough like that, get out of the gas station, ASAP.
All right.
Get out of here.
It's the toddler uprising, the revolt in the living rooms across the country because some weirdo said this show should be canceled.
We'll be there on the double.
It's Anna
Paw Patrol, Raven. Paw Patrol, I don't know anything about the song.
So a jokey campaign to make Nickelodeon cancel Paw Patrol because of its positive depiction of police is getting taken seriously, which is insane.
I mean, wouldn't we want more positive depictions of everything?
Right. If you're not familiar with the animated show, it's basically, well, plays on repeat in my house along with Sesame Street and Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
It's very popular,
Clubhouse.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's tours and everything. Don't they do Paw Patrol on ice?
It's everything.
Once
right.
you hit the ice, you know you're a big deal.
That's a big deal. Right. Yep. It's about these adorable puppies that are good police officers, but now that they cancel shows like Cops and Live PD, someone, somewhere, said that they should cancel Paw Patrol.
Get it out of here.
New York Times wrote like a tongue-in-cheek article about it, and now everyone's talking about how crazy it is.
Well, to be fair, I don't look to the Times for humor.
Yeah. The good news is they don't have any real plans to drop Paw Patrol, which is, I'm sure, very... good news for my 18-month-old Dakota who lives on it.
Because they're waiting for the next season premiere. Can you play the same show over and over and over again for a toddler? And as long as it has those songs in there, they'll never care. Because my sister growing up must have watched Mary Poppins 1,000 gazillion bazillion times.
She's got I don't know what it's called. It's like a... It's an iPad, but it's not an iPad. It's for kids.
Sure.
And she watches
like
the same...
Like an indestructible iPad.
Yeah, it's the same episode of Elmo at Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Every single night.
You're
it's
not willing
one.
To download the rest of the season.
Right. And she doesn't even care.
You got that one, and she's fine with that, and that's fine.
She laughs every single time at the same point.
What if every time she had to answer a question as she grows older and develops herself, she did it in the phrasing from that one show that you downloaded, that one Elmo show that she has?
I don't know.
From then on, she answers everything in that phrase.
Anyway, I was thinking about it. If we're going to cancel shows about adorable puppies, the one that we should be canceling is Blue's Clues. This is a very unpopular opinion I have right here, but they remade Blue's Clues and they brought a new host in.
Okay.
The new host is fine.
Yeah.
Everything else is wrong. First of all, they used to go outside and get letters.
But he's fine. You don't love him, though.
He's fine.
Okay.
I mean, it's hard. You know what it's like. It's like when they
replace somebody is difficult.
Yeah. It's like it's never as good as the original. And he's doing fine.
Right. Sometimes you don't get it right to like the fifth, like you and co-host.
Yeah.
Right. So, right.
You were my third. Right. You were my third.
All right. Yeah. Third then. Third time's a charm.
But the Blue's Clues, they used to go outside to get letters, right? And then we just got a letter.
Okay.
They don't do that anymore. Now they get emails. You want to talk about ruining a show.
Like,
wait, so you're telling me the biggest problem with Blues Cruise now is that he doesn't actually get up out of his chair
right.
and walk outside to the mailbox while like, there's a little jingle?
He just opens up his iPad. It's not the same. Meanwhile, we're going after Paw Patrol. Like, nobody thinks that's a problem, that we're just teaching our kids that we can't even go outside to get the mail anymore?
Oh, man.
Seems weird to me. I want to hold your hand. Who knew, Raven? Who knew that the way to stop fighting with your significant other is simply by holding their hand? Did you even know that?
Well, somebody can't slap you if you're holding their hand.
Your arguments are different than mine.
Okay.
It's Hannah and Raven. So a new study has come out, and basically what they found is that the number one way to stop fighting when mm-hmm. you're arguing with your significant other is simply by holding their hand at that time.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, they found that touch is one of the five love languages, so it's really powerful because when you're holding hands,
wait a minute.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Five? Yep. Love languages?
Yes.
Okay. Just give me the other ones real quick. Bullet points.
Hold on.
I mean, oh, you didn't have that ready? I'm sorry.
Really are the worst. Hold on. Words of affirmation.
Okay.
So that's saying like, you know, I love you.
Right.
Quality time with others.
Okay.
Quality time. So time that you spent together.
Together and apart.
With active listening. So make sure like when they're talking, like you actually listen and you just don't just nod your head and go your head in your phone.
So I had to stop talking there for a minute. Okay.
Yeah. I know that's difficult for you. Acts of service.
Uh-huh.
So that's when you... like do small things to make their lives a little bit easier.
Okay.
And gifts, being like actual gifts, giving them things. These are the five languages of love.
Okay, back to your original train of thought then.
Holding hands.
All right.
They found that using this one of the languages of love is a way to make tension disappear. And they monitored heart rate and the way people reacted while mm-hmm. they were arguing and if they held hands. And when they were holding hands, it became a lot more difficult to fight and they were making up a lot easier. Which I think works well with your significant other because essentially you probably love them and you want to make it okay. You're
okay.
Just in the heat of the moment.
Right. But you're just saying something stupid, but you can physically show them that you're still there for them.
Although the idea of being in a heated argument with somebody and having to hold their hand repulses me.
But,
can you imagine? Like, imagine.
Repulse is a strong word,
you know, because you're all worked up and you're angry.
Yeah.
But that's why a lot of times when you see people fight, like, and somebody just hugs them. You see their body just kind of release, and it kind of because that touch.
I mean,
is
how
important.
Many people are you watching fight, and then it breaks down into like a hug breakdown?
It's usually on TV.
So you're talking like a public thing that's gone on,
or even at home.
Usually,
anytime.
I see somebody like flipping out, like at a bagel place or something like that, and I never see anybody hug those people.
Well, what if they held their hand? So it brings me to the next point. They've done all this research and they found out the power of touch. Now, granted, mm-hmm. we're not supposed to touch each other anymore, ever.
Right.
But, you know, shake hands.
That is anyway. A challenge right now.
But what if the solution to all the arguments and tension in the world is just to hold your hand? Like, okay, you get rear-ended at a red light.
Right.
You're 20 minutes late for work.
Mm-hmm.
You get out and the guy behind you clearly is their fault.
Right. Has no insurance.
No insurance.
Any of those things.
And he thinks it's your fault for some reason.
Totally thinks it's your fault.
Instead of arguing... You just hold their hand.
Before they speed off, I mean, I would be willing to give that a shot. That's like a citizen's arrest.
Right.
But, I mean, it could, if it resulted also in a blossoming friendship and that person possibly, you know, getting insurance and paying for the damage to my vehicle. I mean, I'd give it a shot.
All right, the cashier, right?
Uh-huh.
They won't accept your coupon even though it's not expired.
Oh, I hate that.
Right.
All right? That person, what are you, fighting for the 35 cents? It's not your 35
stop,
cents.
Stop, Raven. Just hold their hand.
That one would be difficult for me.
Hold their hand and have a conversation about why the coupon doesn't work.
Give me another example. I don't know if I can do it with that one.
Your boss.
I mean, I'm not the Dalai Lama.
Your boss all the time is like taking vacations, not really doing anything, calling meetings for no reason. And all of a sudden they say to you, hey, listen, we're going to need you to pick up a couple extra shifts. We're not going to pay you for them. But it's all like good news. You're just going to do it. Just hold their hand.
My boss, he looks a little clammy. Let's be honest.
But if you held his hand, maybe if you held his hand, he
would
regain some color.
Maybe he's got sweaty palms, too. I don't know.
What if we were fighting and I just went and held your hand?
No.
No? Yeah, maybe this won't work with other people.
The answer is a hard no.
Yep.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2:00.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband this past week.
Hi.
What's going on?
Nothing much. How are you?
You sound happy.
Well, my wife does sound happy this
week. I love
it. Wow.
What are you guys trying to say, that I'm not usually happy?
Mm.
Well, I mean, I think that the quarantine has got you down, like a lot of people, you know, when you're kind of stuck at home. So it's nice to hear you so upbeat.
Yeah, it was a rough few weeks. But you guys also call me at the crack of dawn. So, I mean, that's not fair either.
Well, yeah, I guess for us, it's not the crack of dawn.
Right. For us, it's midway through the day.
Right. Like our day's almost over at this point.
Right. It's lunchtime. Right. It's lunchtime for you.
We call it cheese time in here. That's when Anna breaks out her string cheese.
Paleo string cheese every morning.
Nice.
It's cheese time.
Trying to decorate the house, Anna. And every vision I have, I buy the stuff and I bring it home and I put it out and I let it sit there for a little while and then it goes back in the bag and it goes back to the store because I hate it.
Yeah.
You can't try anything on. You can't do this. You can't do that. With housewares, it's different. You can't really try on a sofa.
Well, I always thought it's odd the amount of sofas that you buy and then return, because I never heard of anybody returning sofas until I met you guys.
Knock on wood. I don't want any problems with that again.
We returned one. We only actually returned one because Barkley wouldn't lay on it.
Yeah.
You also returned a Christmas tree. Just right. saying.
Well. She also got this white thing. I don't know what it was. Was it a vase? I don't know what it was.
Oh, the vase from the new store. Yeah.
But it looked like, I don't know if you remember the original Superman. He had this lair that was made out of ice and he would use these crystals to, like, you know, talk to his dead dad and stuff. That's what it looked like.
Okay.
Yeah, that's going back, right, honey?
Well, now that you've described it like that, every time she looks at it, she's going to think you're trying to talk to your dead dad. That's
right. Well,
it looked like a rock. It works. Anna. I don't know. I think I was just so happy to be shopping that I was like, this is on sale.
Right.
He's coming home with me.
Right.
So how's he been behaving as a husband?
You know, he's been pretty good with all this. Like, I'll put something out and I'll be like, I hate that. I absolutely hate that. And he'll be like, leave it there for a little while. Let's see. Like, and I could see in his eyes that he's like, I can't even believe she brought that home. Like, you spent money on that. So he's been pretty good. But I'm like, you need to tell me when you hate something.
Yeah, that's a trend.
Yeah.
I actually have a question for you, Alicia. If you won the lottery, would you immediately cut Raven a check for half?
Wait a minute here. So Anna is framing this every way to get a response throughout the week, this whole thing. She read this story about divorce and lottery.
One out of six people say that if they won the lottery, they would leave their significant other, which I thought was interesting. But the bigger thing is if your spouse won the lottery and they did not share the money with you, 50% of people said they would leave them. So I asked Raven, and he wouldn't give a definitive answer, but then he started talking about laws and how he's entitled to half the money that you win. And all of a sudden, I'm like, so the answer is yes.
Anna congratulated me on winning the lottery and asked me whether or not I would get a divorce. That's what Anna did. And I immediately said, of course not, no. And we share our dreams and things together. Then she said, what if Alicia won the lottery and didn't give you any? Would you get a divorce? She said, and I said, well, if I did, I'd be entitled to half, you know, through the law. That's what I said.
Really sugarcoated that. I'd be entitled.
There's so many things wrong with that whole thing.
But all of them center around the fact that she's Satan. I said all the right things.
Those people that said they'd get divorced if they won the lotto should just get divorced.
Right.
I mean, clearly there's nothing there.
Yes.
That's awful. No, I would not get divorced if I won the lotto. And no, I wouldn't write my husband a check. It would be spent together.
Right.
On the things I wanted, of course.
Right. Well, because it doesn't matter.
Namely, a fake marble finished glass piece
that
belongs in Superman's lair.
Yeah, just that. So what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
You know, Anna, he's been great. I can't even believe I'm saying this out loud, but he's going to get an A.
Yay!
Look at me go!
One couple, one problem. Anna and Raven are the judge. You're the jury. The Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what the problem is, and then you decide who's right. John and Andrea. John, I'm going to start with you. What's going on?
So, first of all, I have to say it. I love Andrea. She's great. Amazing wife.
Disclaimer. Oh, he's about to say nothing.
Disclaimer.
He's about to say something nasty.
Yeah, I know what happens
okay.
here.
Okay, what happened?
But she called the cops on this kid that lives up the street from us. He went to the bathroom on a tree in our wooded backyard.
I mean, how old of a kid are we talking about?
And he's like 11 or 12, and like, she didn't even walk out and catch him doing it. It wasn't like he was doing it in front of her. She saw him on our Ring camera, and like, he thought he was alone. I've done the same thing in our backyard. And she just completely overreacted. And now the poor kid's got to mow our lawn all summer for punishment. And I just want to go out. Like, I saw him out there yesterday mowing. sweating, and I just wanted to go up and go, look, man, I'll finish it. You go
home. You wanted to pardon him.
Yeah, and she won't let me.
Andrea, what's the deal here? I mean, he's a kid. He had to go to the bathroom. What happened?
Yeah, go to the bathroom inside like a normal person. Don't be an animal. You can be a good neighbor by not going to the bathroom on your neighbor's lawn. If he's going to start relieving himself in the neighborhood, like, I don't want him to, like, grow up and just think he can go pee anywhere or whip it out anywhere.
I peeing in the middle of your lawn and peeing on a tree is a couple different things, right? If it's a little bit of a wooded area behind your house.
Going to the bathroom.
He wasn't writing his name.
No, okay. How big is your backyard when he was? Like, because I live like on a quarter acre. So if you do that on my property, like, okay, I could see why you would be upset. But is there like a lot of woods in your backyard? Do you have acres? What do you have?
No, we don't have acres. There's brush and trees. It's probably, I don't know, like an acre or something. And it's far enough away, but still, it's the principle. It's wrong. You shouldn't do that.
Why wouldn't you call the parents? Why did you call the police? Obviously, you knew who the kid was because you were able to tell the police who it was.
I don't know. I kind of wanted to teach him a lesson, to be honest. Okay. And now we get free lawn service for the summer. So everybody wins.
Do you have a fence?
No, what? We don't have a fence. He was just walking through the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And obviously, he had the only lesson he learned is that you're mean.
Mm. Mm. Well, what we do is ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Andrea. You taught him a lesson. That's what you set out to do, and now he's got to follow through on his punishment. But they may see John's side, too. Cut the kid some slack. He did the one time. That's enough. Tell him he doesn't have to do it anymore. He's like 12 years old, you said. It's young. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Great. Give us a call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Andrea called the police when she saw her neighbor, who's about 11 or 12 years old, going potty in the backyard on a tree. Her husband is upset because the kid got in a lot of trouble, and now he has to mow their lawn all summer long, and he says it's too much.
Yeah, John thinks it's an overreach. Should have just talked to the parents. Or just left it alone. I mean, after all, it was on a tree.
But she said that she's teaching him a lesson, and he's going to continue doing the lawn care. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
I'm on the husband's side. She's being crazy.
It seems a little bit over the top, right? Especially with a kid from the neighborhood. I mean, you probably drive by and wave at his parents when you come down the road. Just stop and be like, hey, don't do that.
Thank you for the call. Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. All I can say to Andrea is karma.
Karma.
That's terrible. Now she's got free lawn care. Way to go. Nice lesson.
Yeah.
Right.
True.
Right. Someday.
She seemed a little too happy about that
Someday
lawn care,
she's going to have to pee. Right. And the rest of the bathroom's going to be locked. And then, you know what? Who knows what's going to happen? She could end up on a registry.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
I'm on his side. Kids got to go to
Oh. Yeah, I mean, there's worse places to go, especially if you're behind somebody's yard in a wooded area. I mean, when you're a kid, that feels like a forest.
Yeah, it's better than peeing his pants.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
John, our audience agreed with you. Andrea, I think if you set out the goal to be able to teach him a lesson, you taught him a lesson, mission achieved. But at this point, maybe saying he doesn't have to come anymore would probably be the best thing. You've done enough.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't agree, but I can see the point.
I think that if he shows up the second time to mow your lawn, I think that he's already shown you that he's learned a lesson. He did it the first time. It's not easy. And he showed up and he's still committed to that. So he knows he did something wrong. It probably would have been better served to just confront him or talk to him yourself. I mean, if you see him in the neighborhood or talk with his parents. But, either way, obviously you were upset.
Yeah.
So, John, you must be happy about that, right?
Oh, no, absolutely. Thank you for listening. And can't tell you how much I appreciate you guys coming on and telling my wife she was wrong. For the first time, the public can see she was wrong. I don't have to say I was wrong.
I mean, you're going over the top, too, buddy. We're done with this.
Right. You got a problem, too. Send an email at couplescore@annaandraven.com.
We're not your mediator.
Yeah.
'Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Allie,
can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
$1,000, Allie. You ready?
Let's do this. Oh, yeah.
Allie, I'm nervous for you. I want to give you this cash. Here's how it's going to work. He's walking out of here. We're at Soundproof Studio. He can't hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I invite him back into the studio, and I'm going to ask him the same questions. It's really easy. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You beat him. That's how you get the money. You ready?
Ready.
Number one, WWE wrestler John Cena donated $1 million to the BLM movement. What popular catchphrase is Cena best known for using in the WWE?
You can't see me.
Number two, the cast of Goonies came together for a virtual reunion recently. In the movie, the character Chunk befriends another character named Sloth. What famous candy bar did Chunk use to win over Sloth's trust?
Babe Ruth.
Number three, Lady Antebellum announced that they will now be known as Lady A because they were unaware of the negative meaning of Antebellum, which referred to a time of slavery. How many band members are there in the band Lady A?
Three.
Okay. And number four, Kelly Clarkson announced that she has filed for divorce from her husband, Brandon Blackstock, after 7 years of marriage. What was the name of Kelly Clarkson's first single after she won American Idol? Really fast, Allie. I got to move on.
Like this?
Number five, too long. Number five, despite rumors, there are no plans to cancel the children's cartoon Paw Patrol. The pups believe that no job is too big and no pup is too what?
Small.
Okay. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Oh, this is a tough one.
Is it? Oh, just say the number. If you got to think that hard, then it's not right.
Gosh, I hate when I have to make judgment calls. I'm going to give her 4 out of 5.
Wow. Okay, it seems generous.
Yep. All right, we're getting these fast, okay? Number one, WWE wrestler John Cena donated $1 million to the BLM movement.
Mm.
What popular catchphrase is Cena best known for using in the WWE?
You can't see me.
That's right. Number two, cast of Goonies came together for a virtual reunion recently.
One
in
of
the
my
movie,
favorite movies.
Yeah, the character Chunk befriends another character named Sloth.
Yeah.
What famous candy bar did Chunk use to win over Sloth's trust?
Baby Ruth.
That is correct.
Baby Ruth.
Number three, Lady Antebellum announced that they will now be known as Lady A because they are unaware of the negative meaning of Antebellum, which referred to a time of slavery.
Well, refers to a historical time. That's part of that time, though.
Before the Civil War, yes. How many band members are in the band Lady A?
Oh, there's three, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, Kelly Clarkson announced that she has filed for divorce from her husband, Brandon Blackstock, after 7 years of marriage.
Yeah.
What was the name of Kelly Clarkson's first single after she won American Idol?
Breakaway.
No.
What?
It was A Moment Like This. It was the number 2012 number one hit single. That was Kelly Clarkson's first debut song.
Okay, yeah.
All right, you need this last one to beat Allie. To tie.
Sure.
$1,000 on the line. Despite rumors, there are no plans to cancel the children's cartoon Paw Patrol. The pups believe that no job is too big and no pup is too what?
I mean, I'm just going to guess small.
That is a good guess. You are right. It's too big and too small.
I mean, of course, I mean, that just feels like the way the phrase would end. Wow.
Congratulations, that's a serious Raven. Game. That was big. You guys are tied at 4. Allie, that's going to give you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Sweet
it's not
shirt.
Enough to get you that cash. Oh, that was, my heart is racing.
Which one did you miss, Allie?
She missed,
I said Babe.
She said Babe Ruth.
Mm.
And she said A Moment Like This, but she took really long and I wasn't going to give it to her.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Allie, what that means is we're going to throw another $100 in the pot. Monday morning, $1,100.
Better luck next time.
It's Allie and I can't beat Raven.
All right, hold on the line. We got another shot for you to get the cheat sheet coming up at 12 and 5:30 today. Woo, the first two answers to Monday's 5 pop culture questions worth $1,100.